This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient in name Ann Mary Carter, ANNMARIECARTER. Date of birth 04/22/1950. Date of appointment 6/10/2024. Requesting physician Lori Schreiner, LORISCHRINER. Dear Lori Schreiner, I have the pleasure of seeing Ann Mary Carter today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 74-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who has a strong family. She has Alzheimer's disease. In August 2023, she had a motor vehicle accident, and since then, she's having memory issue. It was there before, but now it is more pronounced. After the motor vehicle accident, she went down quickly, cannot drive, cannot cook the food. She can only cook the basic food. She doesn't remember to buy the things for cooking. She cannot make even complete list of the grocery. She has difficulty answering questions. She does not have any pets. Husband pay her bills now. She can take shower herself and change clothes. Past medical history. Memory loss, hypertension, hyperthyroidism, obesity. Past surgical history, thyroidectomy. Back surgery, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, allergy to codeine medication, may maintain 5 mg 2 times daily. Cholecalciferol, cyanocobalamin, cyclobenzaprine, fluticasone, levothyroxine, loratadine, telmisartan, hydrochlorothiazide. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is married with the husband, have 2 children, family history, mother deceased with memory issue, father deceased, pulmonary embolism, 2 sister, 3 brother, 1 brother has memory issue. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, memory loss, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 150 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next couple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, she is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination, she is code 18 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is decreased on left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tendon reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pain prick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, hearing loss on the left side. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start the RSF 5 mg PO daily. Patient is already on Memantin 5 mg 2 times daily. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities, and I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
Good evening, St. Mary's. Hello?